broken down. So what's going on there then is quite different to the global stratosphere. The polar stratospheric clouds are the key. They have got these ice crystals, which are solids. The solid ice crystals then are able to catalyze the breakdown of chlorine nitrate, our reservoir compound for chlorine, and hydrochloric acid in the gas phase, which is always some floating around the atmosphere, to form chlorine gas. The process then is going on all through the winter. You know, it's in the formation of that ozone hole. It wasn't in the winter that the ozone hole developed. It was at the end, in the spring. That's when the ozone hole formed. So in polar spring, sunlight returns and you think, yeah, we should be forming more ozone. Things should go better, if anything. But actually what happens is there's not enough photons coming in of the correct energy to form much ozone. Instead, the photons that are coming in have mostly got sufficient energy to break apart chlorine very easily because it's a very weak bond in chlorine. That means that all of our chlorine reservoir was converted into chlorine with a very weak bond, and the incoming photons just take that reservoir of chlorine and chop it all into chlorine radicals. So we have a big pulse of chlorine radicals, and that big pulse of chlorine radicals then removes all of the ozone that's still sitting inside that circumpolar circulation. So all of a sudden we go from having quite a healthy level of ozone to pretty much overnight in spring we've now got very low levels of ozone. Now, once the ice crystals melt, this catalytic process is history. Remember, heterogeneous catalyst means it's in a different phase. So we're talking about a catalyst which is in the solid phase, breaking down reactants which are in the gas phase. So once our catalyst has melted, that heterogeneous catalyst is gone, the NOx, which was locked up in the nitric acid part, is then released back into the system, and it's able then to trap the chlorine, and the system goes back to level because we've now got sufficient energy in the late spring, early summer to form ozone. The circumpolar circulation breaks down. We couple it again to the world circulation system and ozone holes.